We approach you today with a pure heart, having our conscience sprinkled with the blood of Jesus, that we might have a proper standing before you to gain access into the things that are breaking out of heaven. We ask, O God, that you give witness unto the ministry of your word, even tonight, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I intend to raise a few scriptures to us to our notice, trusting that God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. It's a turbulent season. Meanwhile, the theme of every year's conference comes in December, the previous year. Right? So we got this theme December last year. And we did not know that Fulani people will be invading at this time. Now take time to check all the conferences that we have done, the emphasis that came, and if you still remember the things that happened that year, you will know that God has an intention. It's not human intelligence. It's just a procession that God is leading his people. There is a destination that God will have us go, and he's preparing us. I believe that for all the conferences we have ever had, this one is the most significant and will have the greatest ability to decide the destiny of this territory. I believe so. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 2. It is needful for the body of Christ to be exposed to her ministry of prayer. It's a ministry of prayer. Now, if you check the way and manner by which God procured our salvation, if you check the extent to which God was willing to go in order to ensure that we become righteous, hallelujah, you know that God had a specific intention in mind. For instance, the word justification is a legal register. It's a pronouncement that a judge makes in the court of law. It's a declaration that confers righteousness upon you. It states that you are discharged and acquitted. That is righteousness, the proclamation of a judge. And the reason why God wants us to see ourselves in that light, discharged and acquitted, declared righteous, is so that we can have the capacity, the ability to approach God without condemnation. It's on the strength of that declaration that we have the privilege of approaching God boldly, approaching the throne of grace boldly. Now, the ability to approach the throne of grace boldly, being made righteous by the proclamation and the declaration of God, is to make us ready to pray, ready to carry on a ministry of interfacing with God and pleading with him to establish his will upon the face of the earth. Now, if God did not want us to participate in the prayer ministry, he will not confer righteousness upon us. Righteousness makes us have right standing with God. Are you with me? The emphasis of the righteousness that is imputed to us is right standing with God. And the reason why we need right standing with God fundamentally is so that we can function in the prayer ministry of his body. Now, there's a way the kingdom of God is structured. I pray we'll have enough light from the few scriptures we'll be looking at today. Amen. Let's start with 1 Peter chapter 1 Peter. Right standing with God is the premise upon which our prayer ministry is based. On the strength of that right standing, we can come boldly to the throne of grace by reason of the new and the living way, which is the way that is sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Our access to that throne is so that we can make bold requests, bold petitions, in keeping with the establishment of the purposes and the will of God upon the face of the earth. And that's why I provided the platform. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, even in the New Testament, God is so gracious that a sinner can approach him and say, have mercy on me. That means he creates an economy of access. An economy of access. So a sinner man can change his destiny just because he subscribes to the privilege of access that God makes available. If the sinner man doesn't have a privilege of access, he will not have the possibility of repentance. So God, by his blood, has created an economy that is powered by access. That access is fully maximized when the church comes alive to a responsibility in the prayer ministry. It is a ministry. It is not something you can pick and choose. It's a ministry. And if the believers are not functioning in that way, then it means that the church cannot be the government that God intended it to be within the territories among the nations. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. I just pray that God will give us understanding. Amen. And I pray for utterance too. My people have gone. All right. So they do what they do part time. Amen. I want to climb a place. I want to. Hallelujah. Now, listen. Where are we? No, I just need the man on the keyboard. And maybe not now. You can enjoy your study. I will tell you when to move. I wanted to check that you are not part-time. Verse 5. Ye also are lively stones built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Now, this is strong scripture. Whenever you see in the Bible that something is built, amen? I say amen.
Amen.
Whenever you see in the Bible that something is built, upon this rock I will build. Ye are lively stones built. First of all, the thing that should come to your mind is that it's an intentional project. Right? It's not something that will just appear. For instance, the church in a particular territory does not just appear. The church must be built before it will be established. The priesthood, territorial priesthood in a particular place will not just appear. It is something that must be built. It's an approach, a design that must be built. It is difficult to build a priesthood. It's difficult to establish a priesthood. But that is what God says we are. And that is what he wants to build us into in a particular territory. Now, when we know that God's intention is to build a priesthood, even though, like, to build a duplex is difficult. You should know that. It's a very difficult matter. In fact, my friend went to collect loan to build a duplex in Port Harcourt. He built to a point and then decided to go and take a loan of 20 million. To finish the building. When he finished decking it and he put blocks upon it, alright, and then he decked 130 bags of cement for decking. His loan finished. Hallelujah. And that loan, they will be recovering it for 5 years. So his salary is not regular till today because he took loan for what? For a deliberate building. There are strange resources that need to be put together in order to ensure the appearance of that which cannot exist except it is what? Built. Now, we don't have time to walk this scripture. He said, ye are lively stones. First and foremost, God does not build with bricks. You know, bricks and blocks, they have a ready-made shape. And you just pick it and you fix it. Unfortunately for us, God builds with stone, not with block. There are only three likely sizes of blocks that can fit into a particular building that is being constructed by blocks. There is the full block, you have the mid block, and you also have the quarter block. Those are the only three possible sizes of blocks that you need in a particular building profile. But when you are using stones, each stone has its own unique shape. It takes a lot of masonry mastery to fix stone together in order to meet up with the demands of a design. So it takes a lot of craft, a lot of architecture to come up with the kind of stuff that God wants to build. But that is how he wants to build it. He will build with stone and not with block. And he wants a priesthood. Right? So we need to start this thing to pick the... And that is what he says we are. Ye are what? Lively stone. And the lively stones existing in isolation have no significant purpose in the hand of God. The lively stones need to be built up into a priesthood before it will have the stature and capacity to offer up territorial sacrifices unto God acceptable through Christ Jesus. Now, in order for that priesthood, which obviously exists in a particular territory, will have the capacity to offer the kind of sacrifices that heaven will accept, first of all, it must be built up. The spiritual house must be built, which is a holy priesthood. And the raw material by which God accomplishes such building is lively stones, which we are. And the first analysis I need to bring to the table is what a lively stone is. Because that's the metaphor that this scripture uses concerning us, that we are what? Living stones. And the purpose for the priesthood at the end of the day is that the priesthood should be able to offer up what? Spiritual sacrifices. Now that's not all. If that were all, it would have been easier. Not every spiritual sacrifice is accepted. I need to teach you about the immortals, the realm of the immortals. What can pass from time into eternity and have value? I hope you know the Bible says that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So your flesh cannot pass from time into eternity and still have a value. It's not recognized. Your blood cannot pass from time into eternity for it to have a value. Because flesh and blood cannot operate in that frame of reference. And so I need to tell us that it is not just enough that we offer up sacrifices. The sacrifices will become potent when it is acceptable. And what makes it acceptable is that Christ demanded it. That is why we offer it through the help of the Holy Ghost. That is the only way that it can satisfy the claims and the shekels of the sanctuary. So let's start from the first page. Lively stones, which we are. And these lively stones must be built up. Let's start with us. I hope you have taken the time to study the book of Revelation. You must have seen the New Jerusalem. And you guys are... In fact, you see, I'm not so bothered whether there's a response. But not so bothered. If I still feel that you are here, I will still keep praying. In the book of Revelation, the Bible speaks about a new Jerusalem. Then he gave us some insight into his architectural design. Hallelujah. The first thing that is revealed in that spiritual city. Because that spiritual city, if theology must be balanced, right? You are not with me, so let me leave you. Let me leave you. Let me just... You are not following. That city in the book of Revelation is not a literal city. It's an organic city. And I need to explain what I mean by an organic city. The word organic that I use, I borrowed it from chemistry. It's a living city, not a literal city. Now, it was Jesus that said, "Ye are the light of the world." Jesus said, "Ye are a city that is set upon an hill that cannot be hid." And the book of Revelation, that's when we see the city that Jesus says, "Ye are." Now, so that city is actually what the full glory of the end time church in its eternal scope. So it's the church that is revealed as a city. Oh my God, you are not with me. Okay, that's where I didn't want to go because I saw the way you were. It's a church. That's a church. That city that has 12 foundations. That city that has the appearance of jasper. The first thing that is revealed, there are 17 features in that city. And that city is not a literal city. It is what? It's a living city. That is what we will look like as a church when we come to full age. That's what we'll look like in immortal terms. That's what we'll look like when we come to full age as a church. So, that's the city that the Bible says has the appearance of jasper. The next time we see jasper, a few times in the Bible. One time is Revelation chapter 4, when John the Beloved was taken to heaven. And by the invitation of the utterance of a trumpet, he was invited into the throne room. And he was given the privilege to look upon him that sat upon that throne. And the Bible revealed that his appearance was like jasper. Jasper is equal to the appearance of God. That precious stone called jasper. What's the meaning? Are you with me? That's a stone. That's a precious stone. Stone, jasper. We are talking about people that carry the appearance of God. Now, see, when those guys show up, it is not them you see. It is God that you sense that has come. But it is a human being that appeared. You are joking. It's not a human being. It's a lively stone. The person's immortal reality is jasper. That is why whenever he shows up, it's as if the presence of God begins to appear. That is jasper in immortal context. I don't know if we can proceed with this in my teaching. My intention is not to bamboozle you. The author of scripture is deep. Alright, so sometimes when you are tracing him, you navigate through deep places, deep waters. It is normal. It's normal. Hallelujah. If you decide that you don't like deep things, there are many dimensions of God you never access. Okay, meanwhile, some people are called to preach ABC. Some of us are called to preach XYZ. And we can't change it. If I start preaching to new believers, it will become complex. By design, we are complex. Some of us are complex. So, we feel more at home with the complex part. May the Lord give you understanding. The Bible speaks about this man called Elisha. Elisha takes his bag, goes for missionary business, finishes in the evening, and he begins to come back. And most of the time when he comes back, he's famished. And a woman looks upon him and says, "I perceive that this is an holy man of God." Meanwhile, the Bible did not say that Elisha preached any sermon when he was coming back from missionary work. It's just that he carried an aroma. An aroma that the woman was able to perceive. There was something he was carrying which was not physically discernible. But the thing was consistent, and the woman knew that any time this man passes, that's when she senses. It took a lot of time for her to come to the conclusion that this one is a holy man of God because he carried an aroma. Aroma that could be perceived. The holy man of God. It was not about him, about what he carried. He carried the presence. He carried jasper. That was why, as he kept moving, there was a presence that announced his arrival. That presence was bigger than what he was. That presence was an immortal gift from the divine in order to give constituent and to give definition to the dimension that was available in that prophet. He was a carrier of the appearance of God. When he shows up, you don't need to know how it will be if God shows up, because he carries the appearance of God. That's jasper. Now, so when we speak about a living stone, we are talking about somebody that is constituted after a particular nature. If you go to the book of Genesis, you will find gold there. You will find precious stones there. You will not find silver there. Hallelujah. Because when we went to the book of Malachi, that we now understood what precious stones really are. Whereas gold talks about things that originate from God directly. That is directly from God, not polluted by the earth, not polluted by humanity. Silver refers to redemption, that which Christ procured, the possibilities that are bound to us because of Christ. The reason why silver was not there in Eden was because redemption was not required in Eden at that time. Hallelujah. And then by the time we get to the book of Malachi, the Bible begins to speak to us. Malachi chapter 4 verse 16, the Bible says, "And they that fear the Lord, they speak one unto another, and the Lord hearkened, and the Lord heard it, and a book of remembrance was opened unto them that feared the Lord and thought upon his name. There shall be mine, saith God, in the day that I make my precious jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him." Now, let's come up with the permutation. Are you with me? Now, when you subject a metal to high temperature and high pressure, what you are going to get is a precious stone. So when you subject a believer that has received God to terrible circumstances, process, he is constituted into a precious stone. And it is those precious stones that are products of dealings of God that God uses to build this priesthood. Okay? Processed people. Not just people that exist in natural state. Not just people that are existing naturally, but people that have been processed. You know, you have heard of molten magma. When molten magma seeps out of the rock and it settles, it produces all kinds of precious stones. It is high temperature and pressure that results in such a product. Now, so God does not build a priesthood with a product that has not gone through process. It is process that gives birth to a precious stone. A believer that has rejected to be disciplined by God cannot turn out a precious stone. People that have been processed, people that have been dealt with by God, people that have been subjected to spiritual processes by the Holy Ghost. You know, we're in Bible school today, and Pastor Tony made a statement which was profound. He said, "The things that last are things that were secured through process and dealings." Then my mind went back. Those days, a lady got born again today and got baptized in the Holy Ghost today. When they prayed for her and she got baptized in the Holy Ghost, she began to speak in tongues and prophesy. She prophesied that day. Now, you know that prophecy and that gift did not come as a result of dealings. That one just came as a result of the providence of God. People that start their Christian life that way, they don't last. Because the lady will think that she's special and she has such high spiritual ranking. That was why she was able to manifest the gift of the Spirit that day. There were two terrible unbelievers that got born again in one of the conferences that Idahosa held. One of them was Chrysokoti. The other one was a Muslim radical. So Idahosa came to the altar. You know him now. When he came with his brother, he looked at Chrysokoti and said, you will be a great teacher. The other man, he didn't say anything about him. Years later, we discovered why he didn't say anything about the man. The man, when he gave his life to Christ, was so gifted an evangelist that they started using him for crusades. He preaches in crusade everywhere. People gave their life to Christ, but what he was manifesting was a gift that was not possessed. That gift and that man in that state could not feature in the holy priesthood that God wanted to build in the territory. Because precious stones are a result of metals being subjected to high temperature and pressure. For 6 years I was in jail in Lagos. 6 years. Away from my family. Away from what I had passion for. Not many of you will survive that. But there was nothing I could do about that. And I did not know how long it would last. And when I go to God, I say, why not? Let's resign this job now. Let's. He won't even answer. Because there was a process that was going on. And I was not in charge of the process. I was not the government. I was not the lord of the process. And a year, last year, for 9 months, the kind of temptations with women that came, I've never seen that. It was a flood from hell. Hallelujah. I had to fast, not for crusade, fast to survive. Hey, Alima Kure Karambo Uramo. All kinds of stuff. I know you don't have any problem. You are okay. And you are in order. All kinds of things. La Morocco Sina Kurema. You know, I was taught well in Sunday school. I was taught well. They said that that which is orchestrated from the realm of the spirit, a good choice cannot combat it. Human choice cannot combat something that is orchestrated from the realm of the spirit. Your choice will be weak with regard to such an attack. What you need to do is to hide yourself in Jesus' hide. Your prayer points are reduced in that time. What you ask for is mercy. Don't speak in tongues much. Just say, Jesus. Because when you turn the responsibility back to God, He takes the liberty to ensure that he becomes your strength. I lived like that for 9 months. Now, the people that are involved in this, my temptation, are people that you'll be seeing every day. So you can't say, oh yeah, let's pack to my. They are there. Their location will not change. Their address will not change. They are still within range. So just in case you change your mind in the night, they are still there. Those kind of situations that you can't control is because God is insisting that you must be processed. Because the holy priesthood is trying to establish, you only have stature to affect the territory they are planted in when they come out of the process as precious stones. It's not that the church is not praying, but the precious stones that are praying together with the church, they are little, they are few. A camp of 11 million people praying. You hear, the tongues is like thunder. But it doesn't move anything. Because this priesthood will not be, it's not gold and silver that they used to forge it. It's what? It's precious stones. Ye are what? Lively stones. You are living stones. Are you with me? You are living stones. There's life in the stone. It's an orb that has life entrapped in it. It has the ability to reflect the reality that has possessed it. In a certain distinct way. That's what makes it a precious stone. Something has possessed it. A light has possessed it. And this precious material has the capacity to reflect that which it has possessed it in a brilliant way. Are you with me? That means every precious stone has a brilliant way of bearing the witness of Christ. It's on the strength of that witness that we have all kinds of light that can sustain their illumination in the midst of darkness. It's a process. So God does not build this kind of house with aluminium, and he uses what? Precious stones. And the precious stones must be living stones. Stones that are possessed with an eternal substance. And the stone must have capacity to reflect the glory of that substance that has possessed it, and not diminish it, and not obscure it. That was how Jesus was. The Bible says, God, who has sundry times and in diverse manners, he spoke in times past by the prophets, he has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has made heir over all things, whom being the brightness of the glory of God and the express image of his person. That means God, the Father, that was tabernacled in Jesus. Jesus expressed him without any form of hindrance. So Jesus became the definition of God because he gave expression to God. He gave definition to God. So a precious stone should be able to reflect what has possessed it. What it draws is power from. What it draws is strength from. What it draws is essence from. It's on display for all mankind to see. That's what a precious stone becomes. And it's only those kind of stones that are living by the substance that is their reference that can become building materials in this priesthood that God is constructing. Please help me tell your neighbor, the priesthood will not appear. The building must be built. It will never appear. And if that building doesn't exist, then we cannot offer up spiritual sacrifice. We lack stature. We lack corporate ranking in the territory as the church of Jesus to offer a sacrifice that is acceptable. I need to show you some scriptures this night. It's very easy for you. Maybe when you're under a temptation, you fall to the temptation because you know that there's nobody there that can edit your life, that can... And then that person that has compromised, he says, part of the priesthood. No. You don't have stature. I know the blood of Jesus has provided a way back for you. To blot out that offense. But what you don't understand is, you have tampered with your stature. God will have to take you through a process, a very huge process, to delete the tendency that you manifested when you compromised. You are not with me. You don't like this guy. We have grown, we are matured, so I can tell us strong things now. We are grown now. You know, David went and committed something with his neighbor's wife. Kings went to fight. The guy was climbing the roof. He was so bored that he discovered new ways of excitement. He was on the roof. That was when he looked upon a damsel. He looked upon the damsel and he felt that he will die if he does not accomplish the mission for which his eyes had suggested. And he actually had his way. You know, when Baba wanted to help him, he went through a rigorous process. The prophet said, what? The sword will come and test your heart. This kind of thing will happen. All of that was a process to ensure. After that day, you never hear that David went and slept with a woman again. So when he goes through the process, he becomes a product that cannot shift. A product that is precious to God. A product that cannot but be committed to God. It's only process that makes those kind of strong people. A Christian that comes to the altar and says, Jesus, I will follow you, is lying. It's not true. Please. Don't believe, don't take him too serious. The ones that pass through process and they are sustained in process. In order for you to be sustained in process, you must have found how to access God and to drink water from that rock that is immortal. You must have found a strength, something you sip from
is by that strength that all the eruption taking place around you, orchestrated by the principalities in your territory, will not have the capacity to influence your allegiance. Only the new creation are people that in confusion they can be happy. Only the new creation are people that in turbulence they can sleep in the boat. Only the new creation can be a light in the midst of darkness. Because everything that the devil is orchestrating around you doesn't have capacity to affect the security inside of you. So he's as strong and he's as established as a rock. The Bible says there that trust in the Lord, there shall be like Mount Zion that shall not be moved. That state is a process. It's a product of a rigorous process. It is men that have been possessed like that, that have a place in this priesthood that we speak of. The reason why he made us righteous is so that we can have access. Hallelujah. I know when you gave your life to Christ, you didn't know how much of prayer you need to have prayed to survive. Very soon, your records will be dusted out from the kingdom of darkness. Your records, your family tree, your blood allegiances, covenants done along those lines your records will be blotted out. You will be tested along every edge, every crack, everything that your bloodline has implicated you are about. But you see, the reason why God is not perturbed, because what the infrastructure he put in place for your survival is stronger than any attack that the devil will bring your way. Now, so God doesn't necessarily need to deliver you from attack. Most times when you begin to mature, he will allow you to go through it. Because he knows that it's at the other side of the attack that you will become a precious stone. I know most of you have gone through stuff and for some time you have been praying for God to remove it. That is not God's formula. I know you read the Bible that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run it and they find safety. And then you keep, as a babe, you can run, you will find safety there. A time you will run into it, the door is blocked. Because God, what God has put inside of you is sufficient for you to go through that process. And if you don't make it through that process, you can never become a precious stone. People that don't break under pressure, they find expression in that pursuit. People that you can't shake easily, they find expression in that city. People that you can't put pressure upon and they make them lie. He's formed into a stone. He has taken an immortal shape and constituent. That one is forged into a priesthood that God brings within the territory as an embankment to turn the hand of the devil backward. Now that is the destiny of the church. That priesthood is our high place of function. And if we have not arrived there, we are still in infancy. But God will not wait for the entire members of the body to become civilized according to this reality. He will look for the few. And that's why, if you go to the book of Revelation, you will see that God raises the overcomers. Because not the entire body of Christ will not respond to his clarion call. So he will make this priesthood out of the overcomers only. The church of God, the real church, the real immortal mystical church will come out of what we call the church today. That real one will come out of it. It is through that the coalition of overcomers that God will turn the tide of darkness. It's not a game of number. It's a game of stature. It's a game of rank. It's a game of stones. Ye are what? Alive, listen. They are built up into a spiritual house. I remember when they wanted to give me a stamp that would make me powerful in the oil industry. I had to fast for long. I told God that, see, you give me this stamp now, I'll be corrupt. There's no strength to resist. I know. Most of you have not seen 20 million before. The time you fell, what did you fall about? I want to fall. What? I'm not stable. Where you see money, so I have to go on fasting, go on prayer until God spoke. There are some territories in this our government
that you cannot enter without a voice from God. You become like the territory. You take the shape of the platform. Except you go and the kingdom sends you by word. So I went to retrieve a word from the kingdom that will be the basis of my confidence. Entering into the heart of corruption. I needed something from God to be able to enter into that dragon. Is it Bruce Lee that did enter the dragon? That's the dragon. For you to enter it, you needed a word from God. So God told me that he will sustain me. So I have found grace. I was posted to the worst places. To Zeno. To Integrated. To First Deep Water. Those were the worst places in Lagos. Places where seats were charmed. Your seat will be taken to an oracle. All my colleagues that passed through those places ended up with EFCC. I was the only one that came out without a scratch. My file is so thin because there is no query. Sometimes when they look for my file, it's lost. But it's so thin, they don't expect that the file will be thin like that. At least if I lie to other people, I can't lie to you. I didn't take one bribe in that place. Money flowed like river. Oh, there were many things I did at the risk of my own life because I was a Christian. And I was in that situation for 3 years. Hallelujah. That phase passed. Debt to money was established. Another one opened later. Women. Because those people believe that you must have a witness. There must be a witness. Every man can be bought. Every man has a price. That's what they believe. So, okay, this one is not. Money is not his loss. Women must be. And the oracle say that they must find a witness before they can take the man down. No man is without witness. Find his witness. So they were. You will see women that it's as if they brought them out of leather. Leather. From China, then they remove leather. I drove throughout my Akakodi. I didn't see any temptation here. There's no temptation here. Hey! You don't understand what we're talking about. I pray your eyes will not see what I've seen. I pray. Jesus. And I was there for 3 years. There was no running. Finish it. 3 years. As if God turned his back. Go and fight. Go and finish. Hallelujah. There was a place I came, I didn't greet anybody for 1 year. If you greet me, I'll not answer. So they got tired. They said it's a strange court that I operate to. So when I came, I told them what I believe. We'll do the work according to the books. They said, see this guy. Do you know what? The place closed down. Because the business there was corruption. So when we shut it down, the whole place, what? It's closed down till today. Go to Lagos, ask for First Deep Water. If there is no gate man there. Yes. When they hear that there's corruption, so they say, Pastor, go. So I told my wife, come back home. Me, I'm called to do this. Don't be a victim of my life. My life is complicated. It's terrible. Hallelujah. And after 6 years, I knew the day grace was lifted from my head that my assignment has finished in Lagos. It took 1 week for me to move out. 1 week. But you see, the process has made a stone out of me. A stone. How Goliaths are brought down. Not by spears and sword. They come down by stone. And the Bible says, ye are lively stones. Living stones. Now, someone in the choir must have jasper. The fragrance that brings the appearance of God. If it doesn't have that fragrance, the good singing will not help the matter. It will only cause the bones to become dislocated. So the priesthood we are building is a modicum of lively stones. And that's what results in a territorial priesthood. And the Bible says our assignment in that priesthood is to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Christ Jesus. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Ye are stones. Many of you, with a little pressure, I have suffered more than most of you. I mean money.
Oh. Maybe today, maybe you see my suit and then you say, ah,
this guy, I like this guy.
It's only my wife that can tell the truth. The story. She saw me with one shoe. And the shoe was white. So the place that was cracked on the shoe, because it's white, is obvious. But there's nothing we can do about it. There's no other shoe. So this is the one. Hey, Jesus. Those days, those tailors in Kano, they will sew your suit. The hand is up like this. That's their gift. That's, you don't understand. There was nothing, the alignment was distorted. But there was one thing that was there, the spirit was anointed. I used to pray under a tree, and the Kano sun hit the tree, and all the leaves fell. So when you come to pray, thinking you're under a tree, after some time, I look up, I say, oh, and I found out that there was no shade there. My facial skin was black. I was very ugly when I asked her for marriage. It's only people that see by the spirit that will accept such a man. I was a classroom teacher. My salary was 10,000. She didn't follow me because there was any possibility of making more money. The only thing I had that had fire in the scriptures. If we open the scriptures, it will breed fire, fire. Oh, Lord. There was no money but fire. Except we don't open the scripture. Those days I could teach for 2 hours, 3 hours without opening the Bible. I'll just be quoting. Go to the scripture. As I quote it, that's how it is. I had scriptures. You don't need to have everything. Some will follow you. I thought I was a good guy until God began to bring tests. And the tests and the tribulations were intended to make us stones, to take on an immortal form where we cannot be moved. Because the principalities, anything they can do to get you to move. If your poverty is the problem, because I lack, oh my God, some of us will outlive that poverty. If your problem is this or that, no. We will leave that problem. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing. I believe the Bible. I don't believe my situation. It says, in everything, no. Learn how to commit your matter to God. And what? The peace of God. That passeth all understanding shall garrison your heart and your mind. Why is it that God doesn't change the situation? What he did was he supplied peace. So that the economy inside of your heart is different from the economy outside. The reason is because he wants to regulate you on the inside to have the capacity to pass through the outside. He won't change the outside. He will give you the economy that will make you manage it and be in balance. That's the economy of the true stone. Nothing from the external can affect his life. He's regulated altogether from inside. He's the light in darkness. He's at peace in anxiety. He's what? He's calm in confusion. He sleeps in the boat. Only the new creation can be like that. And God takes you through process so that you can become a stone that cannot be moved. It is with that stone that he constructs his priesthood within the territory. And unfortunately, in the city of Makurdi, we don't have too many stones. God has decided to build not with brick, but to build with stone. We'll continue from this scripture tomorrow. Alright? Do we have tomorrow? Where is the provost? We have tomorrow. Alright. We have tomorrow. Okay. Now, let me show you one thing. One scripture. Hold it in your heart. We'll pray together with that scripture. Okay? But we'll now do a 15-minute meeting before the prayer. So that we can get ourselves ready for what is about to come. I will outlast poverty. I will outlast pressure. I will outlast lack. I will go beyond the limit that lack can go. And I will still be operating. And I would have qualified in the spirit for lack no longer to be my portion. Because what I carry inside in Christ Jesus is immortal. It's eternal. Time can't kill it. Pressure can't devour it. I will take the shape of that which I have been possessed with. And I will become a stone in that form. To reflect the witness of the reality of Christ that is the basis upon which my operating system is derived. Hallelujah. I saw that God, I prayed some time. Take me from here. It was not time. Go through the process. My grace is sufficient. But that's the omnipotent God that can change everything in 2 days. But he will decide that he won't change it because what he wants is a precious stone. Oh, maybe some people may want to tell me, okay, since I lost my dad, my life changed like this. Do you know how old I was when my dad left? You are more advantaged than I was before. Far more advantaged than I was before. Then I found out that people were liars. Somebody will come and tell you, oh, I will take care of him. Don't send money. Just to please the poor woman in the village. And they left me like a jackal in the desert. And I had to find how to access God. In technical block there. In with fasting. I cried. He didn't come. I spoke in tongues. He didn't show up. The only thing he did, that one day I was no longer afraid of poverty again. Inside. I was no longer afraid. That was all he gave me. An assurance. And with that assurance, as I prayed more, I felt big. For the pocket, there was still nothing. And for long times, 2 months, there will be nothing. And then suddenly, meanwhile, at least you have Gary to drink. And that was enough for me. I could survive on that. Small time, it became Gary and granite. Before it was only Gary, but I learned how to soak Gary without sugar. And it was a meal because my mind felt, I felt in my mind I was enjoying. You don't understand. It is exactly what you think it is. I was okay. And you know what? By his eternal providence and power, I never felt sick. Because he knew I didn't have money. So we're working together and he was faithful. Then a time came he now supplied granite. So when I'm taking the Gary, it must not be without granite. Ah, I was going real good. And then suddenly, one woman that has a restaurant in BSC came to me one morning. I was just moving in tongues. Those days I was a sanctuary. I moved with prayer. And she interrupted my devotion, my street devotion, to tell me that she saw in her dream that somebody buried charm close to her restaurant. And that I was the only one on the whole campus that could remove the charm. I said, that's what you saw. It's okay. Give me 3 days. We'll remove that charm. And I don't even know if I prayed for it. I didn't remember to pray for it. After 3 days, customers started coming. I had my own issues. You are saying charm. I need. What are you talking about? Customers started coming. She now costed me. Die your prayer walk. I said, you walk. Okay. Said, till you leave this school, you are entitled to 3 square meals in my restaurant. Meanwhile, I didn't eat once. By the time she was offering me that, I had gone past the poverty. Suddenly, my brother-in-law just called and said, how are you surviving? I said, oh my God, it's great. He said, you never cook again. Never. You know those days when they brought 200 naira note, he gave me a bundle. Say, go and settle. I will come back. Do you know that because of that seed, God had to raise that man? Yes. And that guy was all my people, my uncles, my brothers, forsook me. God will always find a man when it is time. If it's not time, go through the process. Go through the process. Hallelujah. I like helping people, solving problems. That's what I do. But I've discovered I'm limited. I would have loved to do more. But I'm limited. Go through your own process. And when I went through, I was there in Kano. While I was praying, and the great one said, you will not go into full-time ministry now. I will give you a job. You invest in many destinies. A great network will be formed. And that time, the time I wanted money, it didn't come. When money came, I didn't want it again. So he did not have the ability to influence me. He could not bring pride. He could not bring ego. Because there was a stone for me. A stone. I hope you know that principality. That image that rose. It was a stone without hands that brought it down. The Bible says, we are lively stones. Now, I don't know what upon what altar the valiants died, but I will not die there. No, no, no. He said, there that put their trust in God, they shall be like Mount Zion. Something was forming. Something was forming. Something was forming. Hallelujah. Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. When you finish preaching, 28 damsels are waiting for counseling. In this 28, 20 of them want to be your girlfriend. And then another training started again. The training of the kind of stone that he can stay with a woman and not. That's the only way. That was the only training. All right? That God had to subject. It was another 7 years of suffering. Are you with me? To create that possibility. He needs stones. May the Lord grant us understanding. Most of you chicken out in the process. You get tired. You feel God is bad. No. It's only when we become stones that we're tested in every way, yet without sin. That's a stone. When you become immovable, when there is no pressure that comes upon you that can move again, that is when you can become an ensign in the territory through which God can stretch forth his hand. When you stand in the courts of heaven and make a demand, all the times that you yielded, all the times you cried, all the times you prayed, as you lift up your hand, although the book of remembrance and the memorial is opened in heaven, that lifting up of your hand that you did is equivalent to all those years of labor. That is what is speaking. And God is compelled to answer. Now listen to me. Okay, tomorrow I will show you the incense. How we offer incense. And when the incense gets to heaven, what happens to the incense in heaven? And in what form does it come back? Now, the people of God do not understand our prayer ministry. We have no need to be here. No reason to be walking down this way. I can take you to Kano and show you the tree where which is used to gather. I went there, I cursed that tree. The tree is a mammoth tree. It's a huge tree. I went back to Kano. They took me to that tree. The tree had dried up from the root. Those prayers were established. Oh my God. The place was combed from witchcraft. Witchcraft receded. The members of witchcraft became our choir member. Our choir member was S witchcraft. And the glory that comes down when that choir sings in their truly mortal shape as stones in God was so beautiful. That was where the kingdom of darkness began to chase me from. That I depopulated their kingdom and made them choir people. When I went to Gombe to resume, I saw one of my people, one of those people that were depopulated. My disciples were in Gombe. They're the ones that went to market to buy my things from me. Satan is in trouble. That last time somebody tempted you into immorality, you say no, it registered. You cannot influence a stone. You can only influence a mortal. A mortal has a price. You can pay him and he will become something else. You can pay him tomorrow, he becomes this. You pay him tomorrow, he becomes that. But a stone has a will of its own. And that's why it has a definite shape. And there's nothing you can do about a stone to change the shape. And principalities are tired of stones. They are tired of stones. Ye are lively stones. I pray God that an immortal sanctuary or priesthood will be built within this landscape that will give direction, provide deliverance to the entire landscape and the entire nation. I'll continue from here tomorrow. Amen. The time has come. We are 9 years old and so many things are happening. And so we have let out this cry to the nations of the world that it's time for the church to be fully constituted as the machinery of spiritual sacrifice, offering spiritual sacrifice to God in order to get God's involvement, God's intervention
If we come into that mold, there are many things that will happen. Occultism is on the rise. Witchcraft is on the rise. It's like a flood sweeping across every place, subduing every place. And we have this beast of reckless wickedness under the guise of Fulani herdsmen penetrating the territory and places that were impossible, places that were fortresses that could not be accessed in this day have become porous to this dilemma that darkness has brought. We can only say that in the midst of the years, a sanctuary of light, a fortress that cannot be penetrated, be raised in the middle of this land, in the middle of this nation, that will regulate the temperature and the affairs of the people. One thing I guarantee is that when this battle is over, the least among us will be as strong as David. Hallelujah. Now, we need houses, we need residences where people can be lodged. We need money, we need food. I know money is hard in the land, so let's not ask for it. Many of you need money now. But if you have food to eat, it means you have something to give. You can bring some tubers of yam, you can bring corn, you can bring all kinds of stuff. Now let's collectively take the responsibility of feeding our guests that will come for the conference. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. And we are going to pray all manner of prayers before the time comes. I have a testimony. Some of the people we taught, you know Skype? Have you used Skype before? You use it? Alright, so I do Bible study on Skype. Some of the notes that were taken, and I have people from different countries on that Bible study. They synchronize with Nigerian time. People from UK, people from Canada, people from everywhere. Alright, so I do that. I've done that for about 1 year, 6 months. So one of the people in Spain that I think picked up some notes from the studies, the father being a third or fourth or fifth generation Christian, you know, has the heritage of Christianity in the family, now saw the teachings and said, wow! So they still teach these kind of things today. Because in their nation, no more. Died off. Because there are no stones, there's no priesthood that has been raised in the territory. So the devil can reclaim the heritage of God that is lost. The devil will not find an access through your life.
Amen.
The guy went through the notes, he was blessed. And he now told his daughter and said, tell those people that are doing this study that, okay. The lady did not come out of my own Bible study group. I have my own Bible study group, alright? I hope you know we have brethren in UK. This ministry. Okay, we don't have time this time. They are there. Alright? Tena has a Bible study group. So this lady came from Tena's group. So it's the notes she took from Tena's group that the man read. And the man now said, tell those people in Nigeria that if they want to plant a church in Spain, that I will help them. So when the message came to me, I said, okay, if you are serious, send down your daughter we are teaching to come for our conference. Okay, no problem. We released the young lady. And the young lady was zealous about coming. She sent us messages and said, she needs batteries. You know, that's fire. It's a storehouse for fire. I said, no, we dwell in fire here. We already... oh, my camel, our own dwelling, our very dwelling is in the hub of fire. You find a lot of batteries. And then the mother of that lady, who is a Catholic, never attended a Protestant church, talk more of a Pentecostal church. I don't know what touched her. She now says she's going to Africa. The husband is the charismatic man. The woman is Catholic. The first Pentecostal service you attend. That one. By what power? I don't understand. So we have made arrangements when they come, where they will stay, because they will come around 11 something in the night, where they will stay in Abuja before they begin to navigate. We have people from different places. I don't even have lost count. Ghana. So many people from Ghana. all that. So we are beginning to host the nations from the 90th year. And God being with us on the 10th year will be on that ground. The prayer will raise. Eh? The akombo that they are hanging on the tree, the thing, the spirits will leave it. Ah, hallelujah. Spirits will leave it. We are trusting God that after this conference, our full trust towards international ministry will start. Planting RCN in different nations. You will see so many people from Lagos. They are drunk. They are hungry to be here. So many people from Lagos. So many people from Kaduna. So many people from Abuja. We have all kinds of people calling and all of that. So we need to prepare a very strong plan to host them. So every one of us will be involved. We have every hand needs to be on deck. Especially the guys that will be cooking. You have a lot to cook. We have so many people. Now we have lost count of the number. Our planning is deficient. But we'll do our best. Let God create the problem. He will provide the grace for us to solve it. In Jesus' name. Now I need you on the pulpit. Let's do 10 minutes of prayer. We are lively stones.
Just a little addition.
Okay.
Hallelujah. For those of us that have homes that can accommodate our guests, we'll need you, before you leave tonight, to write your name, your phone number, the number of people that you can accommodate, and the agenda. If it's a couple, if it's only brothers, if it's only sisters, we need you to give us that information on a piece of paper. And all the food that you are going to be bringing in, as often as you can bring them in, will always welcome any kind of food you can bring in. Amen.
Make sure you bring something solid. Doesn't matter what amount, God sees your heart. We'll get all we can afford. And from tomorrow, we'll hit the ground running. We'll hit the ground running. Thank God we have found some accommodation that are fairly cheap that we can make available for ministers and all of that. We'll hit the ground running by tomorrow. The generators will be serviced. The media people will have all kinds of backup. All these seats will be out of here. We need smaller seats that can. We need space. When we finish service, go outside and watch the heads of people. No, this place will be lightened up. But a new day comes. For God takes into inventory all the people that have labored. And He will come, just like the Bible says, in the day that He makes His precious cherubs. He will spare them. As a man spareth his own son that serveth him. And the Bible says, thou shalt return. You know, not everybody that traveled came back. But say you will return. You will discern between him that serves me and him that serves me not. The great divide will find expression. And only stones will survive. Want to pray? Maybe you are weak under pressure. You are weak under circumstances. You are weak under situations. There's so much that you have gone through, so much that have weighed you down. Right now, you are just going through the motion. The reason why it has not changed is because there is an investment of grace in your spirit. And God is expecting that with that investment you'll be able to navigate through the circumstance until you become a stone. Where nothing of earth, no pressure, no circumstance can affect your love for God. You are an expression, you are an infrastructure set up in the territory through which the purpose of God find expression. When principalities and powers look at you, they are frustrated because no form of manipulation can make you change your mind. We are lively stones. We present our bodies unto you and our spirits that you raise a tabernacle of stones in the heart of the bedway. A fortress that will defy darkness. An edifice that will dethrone the woman of the lake. And establish the covenant of God.
A place where no power, no principality, hewn out of darkness, no wind, no climb can subdue. For ye are lively stones built up into a spiritual house. That the kind of things that Satan does to men, when he does to you, you will not shake. And you will know that there's something other than a man that holds this one in place. The Bible says, they that trust in the Lord, there shall be like Mount Zion that cannot be moved, that liveth and abideth forever. Men that trust God, men that will stand with God even when it's not convenient. People that have decided to fraternize with God and to cut deep covenants with Him. Covenants beyond the enticement of money, of pleasure, of women, of anything that the world can offer. People totally sucked in by the Holy Ghost, that are immortal in shape upon the face of the earth. Through the numerous dealings and the processes of God, they have ranking and stature before the highest court of the universe. Ye are lively stones built into a spiritual house. Receive grace not to break under the pressure. Receive grace not to break under the weight of the manipulation of the devil. Your destiny is eternal. Nothing in time can quench it. Ye are lively stones built up into a spiritual house. Raise the strong from among us. People that will not break easily under pressure. Men of conviction. Men of spirit. Men of power. Oh, Namokoniana.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, Malasika, mama, mama, mama,
amen, amen, hallelujah.
God wants to send our voice to the nations of the world, that men will find redemption, they will find hope, and they will know that all is not lost, that a voice of one, he cries in the wilderness.
Oh, amen, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
You cannot break under the weight of that situation. There is a destiny that the devil did not create. It is written in gold. The Bible says, they that fear the Lord, they speak one unto another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was opened. Friends, there is a book. A book in which all your works are written. Every time you defied the devil, it was written. Every time you said no to Satan, it was written. These are the days of the lively stone.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Sing amen.
I will not compromise in the circumstance. I will stand strong. I will stand strong. I will stand strong. You want to ask God, strengthen me with might by your spirit in the inner man. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, alleluia.
Amen, alleluia.
joy comes in the morning time. Stand strong in the night, for the night is not the end. There is a morning yet to come. Weeping may endure. There may be nothing we can do about the weeping in the night. Darkness is in the night, but the night is not the end. Joy cometh. Joy cometh. Joy cometh in the morning. Amen, amen.
Amen,
amen.
Amen, amen.
Sing it one more time. Amen.
Yeah.
battle was over. When the storm was ended, some men were still standing. Not all had died, fallen by the sword. Stones were still standing. They that put their trust in the Lord, they shall be like mountains. They have lost the devil. They have lost the bad weather. They have a place. They have a foundation of establishment. They shall be as mountain that cannot be moved, that liveth and abideth forever. This is not the end, my friend. God is not yet through. And we must see the power and potential that is in the end investment of His that lies beneath our spirit. We are coming out. And God will give you the strength to survive. And very soon you will realize faith will make it possible, not easy. But very soon you will realize that the things that you are afraid of, are actually afraid of you. Praise yourself. Enlarge the place of your tent. Strengthen the knees that are weak, that are stiff, and the hands that hang down. Make straight paths for your feet. For He that began a good work in you is able to accomplish it. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. In Jesus' name. The journey begins. And once more we defy the enemy. We say, Satan, you will not win. Stones are men of conviction. Men of grace. Men that function with a fuel that this world knows nothing about. Men that cannot be edged out because their roots are deeper than the natural realm. They share a reference in the invincible, in the immortal realm. Hallelujah. Tomorrow, we are going to continue. Open a few scriptures to show the clarion call, what God has called us to do at such a time as this. Brethren from across the nations of the world, they join us in a spiritual procession that will lead to victory. The little one shall become a thousand. The small one shall become a strong nation. Remember, faith makes it possible. It doesn't make it easy. Don't expect an easy ride. But at the end of the day, not everybody will die. Stones will survive. When the storm ceases and rests, when the wind calms, some men will still be standing. Such as are like Mount Zion, that cannot be moved. Beat them with the cane of poverty, they are still standing. Beat them with all kinds of pressure. You'll be doing them good, because at the end of the day, they will turn out to become stones, fit for the building that the Lord intends to erect. I see Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Now, if we had gone a little more in this service, heaven will join us. Yeah, I'm seeing strange things right now. But you need to go home. You need to go home. It's good to be a stone. Hey, Nakoria Barakapana. Can't do it today. We'll continue tomorrow.